basketball. Mm-hmm. That's the same bracket you play with the AAU. You feel me? You play with the same from. Once they see you as a high school competition, as soon as you hit middle school, you can start high school competition. So, you feel me, 13, 14 years old, you're playing with 18-year-olds that's about to graduate high school.
That's true.
So, what's the, you're letting, you feel me, people play together at the same age. What's the difference between them having relations with each other at the same age? That's the same bracket. You know what I'm saying? I mean, yes, I'm not saying it's right. I'm not saying, 18-year-olds go start backing with 14 and 12-year-olds. That's not what I'm saying. No. But I'm saying, I think people are taking it way out of proportion. Like, it's something, like, the dude was 18. Anything he did at 18 or 18 down does not count for your life. 18, that 18 down doesn't mark who you are. Doesn't mark who you are. Who you are as a person. Because you do dumb shit when you're younger, you feel me? You do dumb shit.
Yeah.
So, it doesn't make sense to count somebody for that.
Yeah.
I'm a judge you from your for your first 18, for your first 18 years of your life. And then, like, nigga, you know he was sex I'm gonna do?
So we left the crib.
I'm finna fuck up so much.
She looking goddamn fine.
It's crazy, bro. And then it's all like, I wanna hear your thoughts, bro. Oh, This Is America.
Yo,
I've been waiting.
Oh my gosh, I thought that video was dope as fuck. I got the bigger picture behind the big point of what he was trying to get across. I understand, but I thought the video was dope. It was more than what you really thought could really be in a video.
Yeah.
Because there was just so much going on. And the fact that he proved a point about being a distraction.
Yeah.
There's a lot that a lot of people miss behind the video. That's why when I watch the video, I always look at the corners and everything. First, before I watch the artist, I watched it at least like 6 or 7 times in a row. That's how I always try to, like, that's why I always memorize songs.
Yeah.
Because I watched at least like the video at least 6 or 7 times just to see like what I missed sometimes. But I thought the video was dope. Like, it couldn't get across about Black America. It wasn't. I don't think he. I know some people wish that it should have been like a white man how he shut up the church and everything and whatnot. But I don't think that wasn't the point that he was trying to prove. It was the point that as Black people that we let things become a distraction to us so bad that we forget what the main point and the main reason of being in life really means. Like, we gotta see it ourselves, we gotta understand it, and as being Black in America, we just say, okay, we just let it go. Why do we do that? But besides that, I thought the video was dope. I couldn't be more happy. I thought well put together, well thought out, and the boy can get down. The boy was getting down, wasn't he?
He's cold.
He was getting down. Yeah, I like that. Yeah. What do you think?
I think that watching it. Like, yeah, when I first watched it, I was just like, what the fuck? It's some weird shit. Like, I noticed a little bit of it, but I didn't notice, like, all of it or whatever. Mm-hmm. And then, like, when I started to notice it, or, I don't know what happened. Oh, because it was me, Noah, and Freaka. And, like, we're all watching it. And then, fucking, we're like, Freaka, we watched it, and then Freaka was like, oh, he's like, damn, bro, look what I just found on Instagram. And it was like a detail, like what it was about, like writing, somebody wrote about it. And then it was like tells about like the White Horseman or whatever, and this and that. I was like, I didn't see none of that shit. I was like, what the fuck? He was like, yeah, I didn't see that shit either. And then he's like, let's watch that shit again. So we watched it again. And I was like, yo, nigga, what the fuck? Like, we see that, and then we're like, wait, what else is in this shit? Then we like started watching like people's reaction videos on YouTube and shit they were spotting. We're like, whoa, this shit is like, you gotta go through this shit like a good 20 times, damn near. You feel me? Just to get like, you feel me? I was just like, that's crazy. So yeah, we watch that, but I think it touched on so much shit. Like, damn, like that's some crazy shit. Like, fuck, bro. It's scary. It's scary because not only is it showing you like the outlook of it, but it's showing you that how much we don't pay attention to shit, how numb we are to that shit. We don't even pay attention to it no more.
It's very true.
You feel me? It's more than just being, you know, a distraction. We don't even pay attention. We don't even bother to look even. We're so lazy. You know? And it's like, that's crazy.
And that's what you thought when you watched the video?
That's what I thought, bro. He was touching on some shit that was like,
people didn't like the video.
Oh, I know they did, because they're not comfortable. It's not comfortable. It's not like a comfortable video. Now, when you watch Bruno Mars, you feel me? You can watch that with ease. You know what I'm saying? You can watch Bruno Mars. It's easy to watch Bruno Mars. It's fun. He dances. He sings. His music videos are beautiful. You know? But this shit is not comfortable, because it touches on a lot of shit. People aren't comfortable with that. It touches on a lot of uncomfortable shit. People aren't comfortable with that.
That's crazy.
Touching on some shit with that.
Now, you heard J. Cole's album, right?
Yeah.
What'd you think about it?
I think that, I don't think anybody was ready for it.
No.
As good as it was, it was good. But nobody was ready for it. Nobody wanted to hear that come from him right now. You feel me? Which is like selfish for people to be like, J. Cole has to be a certain way for them to accept him. But yeah, people just weren't ready to hear that right now from him.
You really think so?
I think so, because it's like, you hear what everybody's saying, they're saying, the, what do you call it, oh, this ain't J. Cole, this is some weird shit, or whatever, you know, like, or like they're saying, that was like, they're expecting like Forest Hill Drive type shit. But when you hear Forest Hill Drive, or For Your Eyes Only, For Your Eyes, no, Forest Hill Drive. Forest Hill Drive made you feel good. You feel me? It was like, it's a good album. You feel me? For Your Eyes Only, it was a great album too, but it was a little more touchy as well. You feel me? And that's why I said I knew what this album was about to be about. Because it showed his evolution, how much deeper he's getting with himself. You feel me? Like I said, Forest Hill Drive is a comfortable album. You feel me?
Yeah.
It makes you feel comfortable. It makes you feel suburban. You feel me? You listen to For Your Eyes Only, it touches on a lot of uncomfortable things. Again, not as uncomfortable. It wasn't as deep. You feel me? But it was touching on a little uncomfortable shit. But he'll lighten up the mood with, like, full clothes for you. Mm-hmm. I want to fold clothes. I want to make you feel good. You feel me? Yeah. He'll line it back up with that Forest Hill Drive type vibe again. But this one, it was like, oh, I'm boom at your face. Yeah. Like Childish Gambino. Uh-huh. You feel me? And that's why a lot of that whole Lil Pump thing went on. Because this nigga never dogged Lil Pump in the first place. He was just saying, I see you stunting now, young nigga. Just be wise with what you do.
Yeah, that's what I said.
That's all thing. He was saying to these young niggas, is just be wise with what y'all do. Stop pointing these little guns at each other. Stop worrying about who talking about who fucking who. Nigga, work together, get your money, and be better than what we were. With J. Cole's generation was. Be better, because that y'all next up. That's all this man was saying. But you gotta think of it just like in our shoes as a kid. When your dad tells you to do something at the age of, like, 16, 17, you do the same shit. Even though this man was trying to help you, prepare yourself for life, you feel me? You still resented him. You feel me? You're like,
yeah.
Man, fuck what you talking about, nigga. I'm the dick. You know how many bitches I fuck? You feel me? That's the only thing that matters, how many bitches you fuck. And it's like, that's not what it's about, nigga. Like, you only do. And that's the same thing that happened to J. Cole. Everybody resented him because he was telling niggas what they didn't want to hear. But once they fucking got in the head, like, oh, you feel me? You know, he loves you, right?
Yeah.
You feel me? All he wanted to do is see the young nigga succeed. He wanted to see that nigga win. Because maybe J. Cole's been through some shit already that, you feel me, could help prevent this nigga to go through. It's just crazy how, I want to say, scriptural the world is, bro. Because everything that's going on right now has already been predicted.
Would you say that's part of hip-hop democracy?
No, because it's like, I don't think anybody predicted hip hop to be like this. How it is now. You feel me? Like, the way it is now with the type of rap we're hearing and the flows that are coming, it's like, what the fuck is this? You feel me? Because, like I said, the lineup before this, the Pac era, the Snoop Dogg era, the YG era, it was looking good. You feel me? Like, all that shit was looking good. It was like, damn, what's that? You feel me? And then you creep it out, Future. And then, Future wasn't ever weird, but it was just different. And then the Young Thugs. And then the little Uzis.
And then
the little punk and shit. You feel me? These niggas, like, 6ix9ine. You're like, okay, now this shit look low-key weird. How did we go from here to here? You feel me?
Yeah.
So I think it's rewritten itself completely. I think that's why a lot of these niggas are out of hand. And that's why I think the industry is so what it is now. It's so much easier to get a deal now than it was back then. I feel like, because it's like, all you have to do, bro, is just make something. It can be BS. Make something, but make it catchy. let one line be catchy and let at least 1,000 people hear it. You're making a music video next week, bro. Atlantic's paying me to make a music video next week. Like, it's ridiculous. As much music that... I remember when YouTube, you had to search through YouTube to find music. Because everybody was doing their YouTube shit. They were doing some weird shit. Like, you remember Fred?
Yeah.
Nigga, the white boy that was doing, like, that weird comedy shit?
Yeah.
Everybody was on that shit, so it made it hard to figure out where all the music was, to search and find music.
Yeah.
Like, nobody was uploading music. Now, nigga, when I'm on my YouTube, nigga, I be getting ready to click on something, and like, my YouTube will refresh. It'll be all fucking world star, nobody ever heard of this nigga type nigga music. I'll be like, nigga, I don't want to listen to this. Fuck. Like, every hour it refreshes and I get a new list of fucking fucking rappers. I'm not saying it's all trash, but I'm just saying, like, I don't want to sit there and listen to something I don't know for, like, forever. At least I want some songs I want to know, you feel me? That's the whole point of listening to music, because you know the songs to also explore, but you still want to be comfortable, you feel me?
Yeah.
It's just like when you go out of town. You want to go out of town to go see the world, see what's out there, but you always want something to come home to that's comfortable, you feel me?
Yeah.
Same thing with music. So, like, it's the same thing. I'm just like, what the fuck? You know? But I think it's just a new, it's good for hip-hop, though. Because hip-hop, because of this, hip hop has been put on the map as number one for the longest. What's been over hip hop? Rock and roll. Rock and roll has always been over hip hop. Then you had EDM. Hip hop right now is number one. You feel me? And it's never been there, so it's like, it might be something bad, but it might be a blessing in disguise. You feel me? Like, maybe we gotta get through these niggas to get to whatever's coming next. You feel me? But it's drawing attention. It's getting people to be more active into it. And when more people get into hip hop, it makes the market bigger. Which
means, do you think hip hop has, like, more like a racial thing going on with it?
As far as it being diverse?
Yeah, the diversity.
I feel like the diversity is real strong now. Because of the different rappers that are in the game. Drake makes it so comfortable. You got Post Malone that makes it so comfortable.
Yeah.
G-Eazy.
Yeah.
Jhené Aiko. I mean, it goes French Montana. You feel me? Race Rimmer. You feel me? Like, it makes it easy and comfortable to be in the rap game with being yourself. You feel me? Like that. Like I said, you got punk rock rap now. So now you're drawing a lot of the whiter crowd that like to rage and do mosh pits and fuck a nigga, bitch, you feel me? Like, lyrics like that. You know, they rage out now. That's all you see at these little festivals. I was like, bro, I was watching Coachella. And I was watching the main stage. And I love watching festivals because it's like, it's beautiful, you know? But I was watching it for 2 hours straight, and I noticed something. In all the camera pan views of the crowd, and all the close-ups, and all the split-screen shots with asking fans and guests to Coachella, not one black person, bro. You know who are selling out these festivals?
People.
Filipinos, Chinese, and whites. We're sprinkled in there like some fucking dust. You feel me? And I'm not saying that's a bad thing. It's actually a beautiful thing. But it's like, damn, you really see who fucks with you. You feel me? Who's gonna spend the $800 to come see me? You feel me? It's not our own kind no more. You feel me? Our own kind don't even come check us out no more. You look at the concerts that used to go back in the 90s. Like, Jay-Z's world tour, or the big tour with, you know, when he went on with Ja Rule, DMX, and all them. When they did that tour, I mean, most of the crowd was, like, Puerto Ricans and blacks and Mexicans, you feel me? Like, it was no white people and shit. Snoop Dogg's concerts and shit, you feel me? Back then, it was blacks selling out shit. We ain't got money nowadays. So, if it wasn't for those whites or Filipinos or Chinese, hip-hop would be struggling, nigga. You feel me? Mm-hmm. We struggle just to pay Apple Music every month, and that's only $10. So you asking us to come see you in concert was what money, nigga? Especially like Kendrick concert, this nigga just performed out here with TDE and all the niggas. The cheapest ticket I found, bro, was $230. And that's all the way out the fucking park over here. Like, you sitting in your car type shit. You might as well sit in your car. Like, you be like, who's on stage right now? Oh, that, I think that's Kendrick. $230, nigga. So you talking about front stage center, like this nigga right here? You looking at a cool three, four thousand, bro. You feel me? Like, what? Bro, Kendrick don't perform. His starting base is $1 million a performance. Anytime you hear this nigga perform on any show, any concert, any festival, it starts at $1 million just to get him interested. Like, nigga, what? $1 million. And this nigga started in a in Compton, nigga. What the fuck was this shit? Sorry, I don't know what the fuck that was. But, like, that's what that nigga's got into. Like, $1 million? What? Yeah, you fucking tripping, bro. I don't know what's going on with my music. Crazy.
So who would you say is the top rapper now?
Who's the top rapper right now? It's hard because it's like, damn. I'll try. Because it's like based off of popularity or based off of actual lyrics. You know, I feel like it's two separate categories. But if you want to combine them both and say based off of lyrics and popularity, I would have to say, like, Drake or Kendrick, between Drake and Kendrick.
Drake and Kendrick. What's Drake's album called?
His new album?
Does he have
a? Not yet. It hasn't dropped yet.
He's been dropping a couple singles.
Yeah, just a couple singles.
Okay. I figured that's what he was doing. Uh-huh. I haven't really heard anything from Drake. But,
I heard Diplomatic. Drake.
No, I haven't.
This is the most recent one he has as far as lyrical. Mm-hmm. I'll let you check it out. So.
Diplomatic immunity, fuck 'em. All that peace and that unity, all that weak shit'll ruin me, fuck 'em. Yeah. Cause niggas started talking to me like I'm slowing down. Opinions over statistics, of course. Gassed on journalistic, come at me and all you get is the ballistic report. Book a private room at Wally's, way to twist in the court. I got my...
All right. my shit.
The rings like the Olympics, of course. At award shows, cutting through the tension, of course. Girls hugging me, they're asking me what scent that is, boy. I be walking around the sticks like I invented it, boy. Yeah. Who am I, the do or die? The one with the fewest lies and the shortest ties. They try to compare us, but like a job straight out of high school, there's no you and I. I taught you everything you know, now you got student pride. All factual. I call the house the embassy, the studio, the chapel. I hate to travel. I just pulled up on Solana show, the girls are natural. I knew it way back when Hollywood was international. Yeah, the furthest I've been, that's where to my ends. Word of the flags that belong in the hood of my bins. Very presidential. I broke all the codes for zoning in my residential. I broke spirits that I never meant to. My body isn't much of a sacred temple. With vodka and wine and sleep at the opposite times. Promise shit is getting out of line like when you make a stencil. Or getting out of line like when you break a pencil. Violating the Treaty of Versailles. Champagne is the alias, but no cease and desist. And I refuse to comply with regulations. Girl. Listen to heavy metal for meditation. No silence.
Oh my God.
Like Sanders on the Detroit Lions. Get a run around and I bury it where they won't find you. Motor City Casino, I'm at the cage with my old license. They tell me don't worry, I got your money like Osiris. Dirty 30, working on me. Tired of women that may tag me in pictures, airing my dirty laundry. Catering is from Giorgio Baldi, Robin's favorite. Shit is nice, but I prefer Madeo. Calamari, rings, and tomato. I got the sauce, and now shorties keep claiming Prego. Waking up at 6 p.m., like, where does the day go? Forecasting tornadoes, brainstorming retaliation at dinner tables. 2010 was when I lost my halo. 2017, I lost a J-Lo. A Rotterdam trip had me on front page, though. I had to lay low. Hot topic like your everyday clothes. Closed off, but I could never stay closed. Billboard Awards, I claimed 13 out in Vegas like some Rayos.
Yeah, based off of that, that didn't go.
Right, I mean, I don't know.
Yeah.
I wasn't.
I think.
No, not like, wow. Like,
yeah, I think.
It wasn't like, this is cold, like, I didn't get the chills off of it.
Yeah. I think it's just like, he's just, I don't know, he's just lyrically inclined, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
The word is like, he's nice. He knows how to. He knows what to say. You feel me?
Mm-hmm.
So it makes it easier for him. But I just think Drake is the leader. I think he. It's hard because like Kendrick. I feel like Kendrick's the king, right? Kendrick's the king.
Yeah.
And Drake's kind of just like the king's assistant. He does like, or let's say the Trinity, the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. You got the Father, which is God, and you have Jesus, and then you have the Holy Spirit. You have, it works in that tier, you feel me? So it's like, God never really gets involved with too much stuff. I mean, God, like, you feel me? Like, unless it's serious, Jesus don't even go to God. It's like, unless it's that serious, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So I think it works that, or like, Kendrick's like, nah, I'm not gonna compare it like God, but you feel me? He's in that God, you feel me? Territory, yeah. And then, you know, Drake's like, you feel me, in the Jesus category, whatever. Just implement those two, and you feel me? That's how it goes from there. like I said, the Holy Spirit, whoever that third was, Jesus, man, that last third spot, I think that should be a topic on its own. It's like, who fits that third spot? But, like, you feel me? It works in that too. You feel me? Because it's like, who really has the game wrapped up around their finger right now besides Kendrick and Drake? Those are the only two that's leading it right now. And you gotta respect it as such.
Yeah, I appreciate it.
Let's get it here, bro.